This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The New England Aquarium is taking care of sea turtles that experienced hypothermia in the frigid waters of Cape Cod Bay. The number of turtles that get trapped in the bay this time of year has been increasing over the past decade. Researchers say the increase may stem from oceans that are warming due to climate change. WBUR's Paula Mara has more.
More than 100 sea turtles are swimming around in warm water tanks in this giant warehouse. When the sea turtles arrive, their heartbeat is close to zero because of hypothermia. Some don't yet have full control of their flippers. Biologist Charlotte Clark is leaning over a sea turtle in an exam room.
So I'm going to start out by getting a heart rate.
She runs a wand over the turtle's neck.
Heart rate of 10.
This turtle has partially recovered. But its heartbeat hasn't yet reached the normal rate of 20 beats per minute. So far, rescuers are finding two different sea turtle species trapped in the bay, says biologist Alessia Brunara.
So right here we're seeing Kemp's Ridleys. They're the most endangered of the sea turtle species, and that's actually the majority of our intake.
Researchers say it's concerning that the number of stranded turtles have increased over the last decade. Adam Kennedy is the director of the Sea Turtle Hospital. He says that numbers have roughly quadrupled since around 2012.
Now we're seeing hundreds of turtles, really where we used to see tens.
Scientists believe that climate change is increasing the number of sea turtles that get cold stunned at Cape Cod Bay. As the ocean off the New England coast is warming, the turtles are venturing further north. Kennedy says there's no longer that cold water barrier.
So with the warming of Gulf of Maine, that kind of wall of cold water pushing them south isn't there as much throughout the summer as it would have been previously.
When it's time to migrate south, Kennedy says they get trapped into the hook of the bay. And it's counterintuitive for them to swim north and loop around the Cape. The rescue teams expect to see more turtles washing up through December of this year, and they plan to keep treating them. Some turtles will be released in warmer waters in the southeast, and others will overwinter at the aquarium to be released next summer. As the Gulf of Maine temperatures keep rising, scientists expect the number of turtles getting trapped will keep increasing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Mora.